This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo, coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I thought that 1010 Wins Food for 1010 Day was like out in community space, but then I found out that you had to go like through the doors of Wins and use your key card and everything, and
I told you that's why I went in there and I was, screaming at Ben Meverack.
I couldn't do it. I just thought it was going to be out in a community space and everybody would be there. I can't. And so then Al went in there and he grabbed like a grape and ran out of there. Just felt weird, right?
But how much food did they have in there, though?
Yeah, it's intimidating, though. Like Gio said, because you walk in there and they go, oh, FAN's coming by. You don't want any part of that.
No.
Wait a minute. FAN's coming by because they ordered enough food for the entire building.
Yeah, I don't like it, though. It's like, we never see you guys, and now you're over here with the food.
Yeah, if they really wanted us to all enjoy it, they'd have put it out in the common area.
100%.
So, yeah, they want us to enjoy us, but at a price.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are coming over here for free stuff.
Yeah, they put that food behind those doors for protection. That's what it was.
Honestly, I walked in there, you would have thought that a bright ray of sunshine walking in there.
Well, you know why?
Because, not because it's
yes,
me.
Yes,
No.
Yes.
No, it's because those people deal with bad news every single day. They get hit over the head
They're numb to that.
They get hit over the head with the idiot stick every day. You know that. They're constantly delivering bad news, whether it be the traffic, somebody getting shot, somebody getting thrown off a building, a wrong-way car crash. You name it, they're delivering it. So I feel bad for them.
I'm sure that they accept your sympathy.
That's why I walked in there like a ray of sunshine. It's the Mets won last night. The Rangers won
last night. Yeah, everybody did. It was
awesome. One of those news guys said to me, he goes, our team got off to a great start last night.
There you go. Small talk, too. That's another thing.
A lot of small talk.
About the Mets.
Hey, look, I'm trying to figure out a bagel here. I don't need to be talking about the Mets or anything. But, you know, at the end of the day,
free Odyssey. If you're interested
I brought joy to their life.
Right. You know what you should tell them? Hey, if you're interested in what we have to say about the Mets, free Odyssey app. Just call it right up.
I listen to that station all the time. I wake up to that station.
Yeah, I know.
I need to know if we're still here.
I know. The times that I've stayed over at your home, I wake up to seven people were run over by a dumpster truck.
Right.
In Brooklyn. Yes. I'm like, no wonder you love doom scrolling. It's the first thing you hear in the morning.
I can't help it. These people impact my life, and it's nice to see them every now and again. And I'm glad I could bring them joy today.
Yeah.
When I walked in, they go, that's joy. Look at that.
You know, it reminds me. You ever listen to, and we'll get back to your Mets calls, huge Mets day, moving on to the NLCS.
Good vibe around me right now.
Good vibe. Yeah. You ever listen to, like, the 88.3 public jazz station out east when you're out there?
I don't listen to 88.3. I listen to WLNG.
Okay.
It's 92.1, I think.
All right. So there's, like, 88.3 is the station, and they do... So, like, they'll play jazz, and then at the top of the hour, they'll do, like, the BBC News.
Yes.
And it's the starkest contrast, and it gets me every time. So, like, it'll just be a song. There'll be no transition. It'll just go, ba-ba-da-ba-do-ba-da-down,
45 people were killed outside of Islamabad yesterday by rockets that were sent by Hezbollah.
You're like, wah!
It's Oscar Peterson, Dave Brubeck. That was relaxing. The leader of Hamas's head was paraded around the statue of the son of us.
What? Why?
Yes.
Everything was good. I'm like, get it off. Get it off.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the fan, CBS Sports. Just one other thing about this whole thing. When you do run into a 1010 Wins employee,
yeah,
and you have an interaction with them on the elevator, how would you characterize it?
Dry. What?
I dry. Totally dry?
Yeah, dry.
Hi. How's it going? Good.
Do you think that they're coming out of work exhausted?
Probably.
I would think so.
I would think so, yeah. I mean, it's a lot of stuff. You know news people. It's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it beats them down after a while. Let's go to John, who's calling from Staten Island. What's going on, John?
Mets Nation, baby.
Woo!
Boomer and Geo Nation, baby.
Woo!
Yeah, I'll be there. Hey, can they move the Jet game to Sunday night so I don't have to split my screen?
Because you got the Jets are Monday night, the Giants are Sunday night,
terrible.
The Mets are Sunday night. Yeah.
Forget the Giants.
Hey, it's a good problem. Hey, listen, Johnny, it's a good problem to have. And by the way, don't be surprised if the Jets don't get an initial bounce out of all of this.
Hey, guys, has anybody mentioned the Buck Showalter element here?
Yeah, we did a couple of weeks ago, actually.
He was the manager of the Yankees in 95, right?
They won in 96.
Gets fired, right? Yeah. They bring in an ex-Met, and now we fire him, bring in an ex-Yankee. So I don't care if we went 4 out of 5, but I'll definitely take back-to-back.
Yeah, let me tell you, he also, of course, in Arizona, got fired after the 2000 season. 2001, Bob Brenly took over. They won the World Series, obviously, over the Yankees. So, yeah, Buck's got to be thinking, man, this is incredible. Now, the Mets still are a long ways away from winning the World Series, but they're certainly closer than they've been in 9 years. And that is something. We got more baseball happening, and it'll either be the Padres or the Dodgers on Sunday night. And I believe it'll be Wednesday and Thursday at Citi Field. I'm pretty sure that's it. Wednesday and Thursday.
And these are going to be late games now.
Well, they're going to be 8 o'clock.
Yeah, we're getting to the 8 o'clock. Ugh, these games during the afternoon are awesome.
No, it's the best. Nothing better. Let's go to Pat in Middletown. What's going on, Pat?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right, Matty. What's happening, brother?
So I had a suggestion. I was just thinking about, I know, Boomer, you might say it's touching the money a little bit, but so the Mets get to the World Series. Game 7 is Sunday, November 2nd. They win. So it wouldn't have the ticker tape parade the next day, and 2 days after that's Election Day. So why not on the Wednesday, the 5th, after Trump wins, have Trump and Grimace lead the parade like they were in that commercial together? Have them lead the parade down Broadway.
Oh, man.
Want to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, that would be amazing. You know, the D train is coming to Madison Square Garden. You know that, right?
Yeah, I saw. I mean,
he's coming, man. He's pushing all he's pushing everybody, right?
I would not be surprised at anything in this world any longer. So if I saw a parade float with Donald Trump and Grimace on it and the Mets celebrating down the Canyon of Heroes, I would not be surprised. I wouldn't. Let's go to John in Connecticut. What's going on, John?
Hey, yeah, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Huge Mets fan, feeling good. But I had called in the beginning of the season and said we're not going anywhere because we got a wine and cheese team and we got no passion. And I think a couple of moves are very significant, and I give Stearns the credit. Getting rid of Beatty and bringing up Vientos as a stud, and getting rid of McNeil by injury and putting in a psycho, Winker, and the team's got some grit and a lot of fight now, and it's great to be a Mets fan.
Yeah, were you the guy that called up a couple of years ago and called him wine and cheese and said that Mark Canha had a Patagonia vest on under his jersey?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I thought back to when I grew up, and you got Hernandez and Strawberry, and you had Backman, and you had Dykstra before you went crazy. And nobody gave us any gruff, and they were tough and gritty. And I think that's what we've been lacking. and I think we have it. But I want to say one other thing, and then I'll hang up and listen to your comments, please. But please don't bring in Diaz in that spot. The whole stadium went nuts and almost had a coronary. And J.D. Martinez is so cold. Can we hit somebody else? But maybe that's what makes our coach great, is that he really believes in people when nobody else does. Appreciate your thoughts, guys.
Yeah, thanks, John. I think most of us have realized the impact that Carlos Mendoza has. We were talking about it earlier this morning, about the embrace that he would have with each player after the game was over last night. And you could see the genuine love that they have for their manager. You could see it. And obviously winning has a lot to do with that. And he has a way about himself. You know, he has a way about sticking with Diaz. You know, he knows when to put, Iglesias in the field. Like, you know, when O'Neal was still here, McNeil was still here. I mean, he's dealing probably, I'm sure, with Alvarez now. And, you know, maybe some of his confidence issues at the plate. But Alvarez did a couple things last night behind the plate that were great. You know, keeping two pitches from becoming wild pitches.
Yeah, I mean, his value to the team goes beyond what he's doing in that nine hole, but he's due, man. He's due to break out. You know, he's got the power. He seems still confident at the plate. You know, just the way he looks, it's just not happening. It's not making solid contact. Let's go to Tommy and Carl Place. What's going on, Tommy?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, Tommy?
I'm listening to you two guys, and I have 2 points. The first point is, Boomer, you keep saying that you're comparing these Mets to 69 Mets. You might be right. I was only 6 years old, so I don't remember too much about it. But I compare them to the 86 Mets because they keep finding a way to win. And the most important thing is with Peterson, because he is acting like a Sid Fernandez did in 86. He's coming in. He's shutting them down, and he's doing what he's got to do and letting the Mets climb back into the game.
Just remember that team was filled with stars. Now, I would say the Mets do have their own stars now, but that team was expected to win. This team was not expected to win at the beginning of the year, and neither were the 69 Mets. They weren't expected to win either. That's my comparison.
Right. If you want to make a comparison from this team to 86, it's the nature of them coming back and not being dead. And like that would be the comparison. Yeah, but you're right. The Mets, they were stars. They were expected to win. I mean, the way that they were building from 84, 85.
Oh, yeah,
up until
Strawberry and Gooden on that team.
Hernandez, Carter, I mean, on and on and on. So, I mean, there were a couple times where you thought, oh, man, they're in big trouble. And then they came back, and none bigger than obviously Game 6 of the World Series. But
that was due in large part to a mistake, you know, an error by Buckner.
Yep.
I mean, this team is doing it. There haven't been a lot of errors. What have been there?
Well, Fientos, man.
No, I'm not talking about our team making errors. I'm talking about our team getting key hits, working out key walks, getting hit by pitch, you know, then hitting the home run.
I think they got lucky with that Bohm liner down the line, though. I thought that was fair.
It looked fair to us. And actually, it's the same thing happened last night with, what's his name? Judge.
Yeah, right? I know.
No,
Torres.
Was it Torres for the Yankees? It looked like it was a fair ball.
Yeah.
the fact that it happened in two games in the same night.
Let's go to Jeff in Marlboro. What's going on, Jeff?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Great night for New York sports last night between the Mets, the Yankees, the Rangers opening their season, kicking Penguin butt. Even the Dodgers taking that game to Game 5. I hope that Game 5 goes 19 innings for the Mets' sake. I want to call out to my nephew, Alex, who spoke to you a couple of days ago about getting escorted out of his seats in Philadelphia and getting water thrown on him. I hope he's enjoying his best revenge this morning. And as far as Francisco Lindor, if you listen to this guy speak, I mean, his teammates have got to love him. He is all about his teammates. He never wants to talk about himself. He talks about the fans, the family, the front office. They've got to pin a C on this guy's chest next year. I mean, he's got to be the perfect teammate. And as far as his performance, I mean, if not for Ohtani, this guy's got to be the MVP this year. And he didn't even make the All-Star team, which is amazing.
Yeah, I know. He's made himself a Mets Hall of Famer this season. That's what he's done this season and this postseason. And you hope it continues for the next number of years. But
and it's not just the home runs either. It's starting an inning by getting on base.
Exactly. And he did have that leadoff double. It didn't lead to anything last night. But his defense has been impeccable. The fact that he is that calming influence on the field when things are not going right, goes up to the pitcher on the mound. He's everything. And he's everything that we all wanted him to be when that trade was made. And it took a few years.
Got the right manager now.
And now he is the perfect player for this organization at this point in time. You could not ask for a more perfect player for this team at this time than Francisco Lindor. And I opened up this morning apologizing to every negative thing I had said about him. And worried about his contract and all of those things. I mean, every dollar this run has been earned.
It reminds me of January of 2018 here at WFAN. When we signed you for the morning show. It took a while. People had to get used to you. Then all of a sudden, you found your stride. You found out who you were.
Yeah, okay.
You stayed within yourself at the beginning. And then you got out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
And now look at you.
Well.
Now look at you. You're playing golf.
Yeah, sure.
Your teams are playing well. I mean, things are going so well for you right now.
And you weren't even our first choice.
That's right. It's true. Francisco Lindor, I think, was Steve Cohen's first choice at that point.
He was. Clearly.
Time out. Who said he wasn't our first choice?
Well, I think
facts.
Yeah.
No. You guys don't know the whole story.
I think they do.
No, they don't.
Gio was my first choice immediately. That I will say.
There was a lot going on at the time.
You guys have no idea. Well, they do kind of know what's going on. We didn't want to go to work in the afternoon. We'd rather stay in the morning.
Oh, that was a separate conversation.
But that had a big part in what was going on.
Hey, no matter.
But you're here now.
Yeah, no matter how you got there.
And look at you.
It was meant to be.
You are our Francisco Lindor.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, what does that make you then? Who are you if I'm Francisco Lindor?
You know, I'm more of a legacy player. You're in your prime right now.
Are you like Keith?
Yeah, I'm like Keith and Ronnie.
By the way, did you see Keith last night was tweeting at some political poll in the middle of the ninth inning?
Good for him.
No, I mean, not just funny that he was like on X in the ninth inning and he was talking. I'll show you later, but it was here it is. I got it. So it was 13 hours ago. So it was 8:06 where everything is going on in the ninth inning.
Okay.
And it's a poll of all the swing states. Right?
Swing state poll.
So it's like Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, Arizona, and North Carolina. And each of these polls, it says interactive polls, right? Each of these polls has Trump ahead in the swing states. Keith Hernandez in the middle of the ninth inning at 8:06 p.m. responds to that and says, they'll cheat. So picture him, because you know this is the way it went down. Keith is in, like, silk pajama pants.
No, he was at the game. He threw out the first pitch last night.
That was not last night.
Yesterday was Daniel Murphy.
That's right, Daniel Murphy yesterday. Okay, so he's in Sag Harbor,
He's in Sag Harbor wearing matching silk pajamas.
Okay.
He's got slippers on.
Yep.
Haji is next to him. He's got the glasses on the end of the nose. He's got a glass of wine on a little table. He's sipping. He's watching the game with his legs crossed. They go to commercial, picks up his phone, goes to X, happens to see that they'll cheat, puts it down, takes another sip of his wine, and watches the Mets
win. By the way, that doesn't sound like something like I would. That sounds like me.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
just so you know.
It was just amazing. Just picturing that whole scene in the Hernandez home out in Sag Harbor. Perfect.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Been a great, fun morning talking about the Mets moving on to the NLCS. Of course, the Yankees one win away from moving on to the ALCS. It's going to be a Gerrit Cole night. Has to be a Gerrit Cole, Aaron Judge night in Kansas City. Jerry Recco is back with another update and moment of the day. What's happening, Jerry?
Brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. Also brought to you by Jackpocket. Order official stat lottery games on your phone. A couple more times this morning, good old Howie Rose in the deciding base hit, which was a big, big home run last night, and the Mets went over the Phillies. Now the pitch.
Swing and a drive towards the gap in right center. It's pretty deep. It's back near the wall. It's gone. It's gone. Francisco Lindor. He may have just outdone himself. He has hit a grand slam.
And put the Mets in front 4-1.
A salami.
Beat the Phillies 4-1, taking the series in four and advancing.
The players could buy the 50-50 lottery ticket.
Why not?
I mean, if they could, he would win.
Yeah, I suppose it's possible, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's going?
Yeah, I mean, if you could win your own golf tournament, maybe one of the Mets players can win the 50-50.
Fair point. Sounded like Eddie, you beat Eddie to the punch on that one.
Or he gave it to me.
Oh, or that. So the Mets were up 4-1. They had to get through a few innings, though, which, of course, they did.
Diaz on the first base side of the rubber. Rests the glove on his left thigh. Looks into Alvarez. Diaz still staring in. Come set. The 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Put it in the books. And to the New York Mets, California, here we come.
Against
the
Dodgers or the Padres. Again, Howie on Mets Odyssey Radio. Here was Lindor and FS1 after the game, after the win. His approach in the at-bat with the home run.
I was trying to get a good pitch to hit and bring one run hit in. And it worked out. It went over the fence. I wasn't trying to be the guy. I was just trying to continue the momentum that the guys had.
But such a big moment for such a big player. This is Pete Alonso.
He just stayed within himself, took a nice, short, compact swing. And, man, oh, man, he connected with that ball. It was just absolutely exploded off his barrel. Just a beautiful swing. Right.
A beautiful swing, a beautiful result. There's nothing to argue with. A lot of video has come out, as you can imagine, people videoing this thing as it happened, which was kind of cool inside Citi Field. I also did see the end of the... So I saw the video when they hit, when he hits the home run, Evan and Tommy, and they're, you know, embracing. And there's Spike against the wall. I also saw the video just now that FAN put out when the game went final, and Spike gives the camera the finger at the end.
Oh, did he?
Man, what has happened to him?
Hey, move back to Philadelphia.
He's a Philly guy.
You know, when he was here, he was, I don't know, I thought he was smart. He was professional.
Very forward-thinking.
Very forward-thinking guy. Always really, you know, I felt like very comfortable about his decision-making.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, and then now he's de-evolved going back to Philadelphia. Just going backwards.
I mean, it's amazing what has happened to him.
Yeah, it's sad, really. You know, if you think about it.
I do. I think about it a lot, and it bothers me.
Hmm. Well, him calling us FAN losers, I thought was a little rough.
Yeah, I mean, he was a part of this place.
He was, and enjoyed it, and liked it.
Yeah, well.
I mean, so much so that when he was telling us he was leaving, he actually...
A little moist.
Yeah, he had a teardrop falling from his eye, or hitting his cheek, or what the hell did
Evans
say?
Evans, they're popping out.
Yeah.
Popping out, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, well, listen, sorry, Spike. You talk about the Phillies, and then you go back into the Eagles and all the rest of your crappy teams. Sorry, you knocked your Sixers out. We knocked your Phillies out. So we're just going to keep stomping you out.
Here was Edwin Diaz on SNY. Thrilled to stomp out that save.
Miss a lot because on Sunday, I think Monday, I didn't have my best off in Philly. I got the, we got the loss, and I stick with that in my mind. You know, I got the chance to come back again and finish them up, and that's what I did today.
It wasn't easy, but he did get the job done after he walked the first two batters that he faced. One from Pete Alonso, so I guess clearly we weren't there, so I guess he changed his walk-up song to American Pie.
Yeah.
All right, here where he was asked about it.
What made you change your walk-up music and why that song?
I mean, why not? It's a good song. I mean, yeah, it's a good song. I was kind of listening to it on the, it came up on shuffle, and I'm like, oh, this would be sick. Yeah, this could be really fun, and it was.
I listened to it on shuffle.
He is out there.
I like it.
Here is, we heard earlier from Nick Castellanos. Very
He'd be like the last person I'd ask to help with homework.
Pete Alonso?
Yeah. You know? Like, hey, Pete, can you come over and help me with this whole like math problems and stuff? He doesn't see.
Might be a bit of a challenge.
Yeah, and by the way, one last thing on Spike. You know, don't tweet him nasty stuff anymore, really, everybody. It's, you know, like things like, I thought they cured AIDS, and I can't believe that bag of bones ran WFAN, and looks like he is strung out on a street corner like a heroin addict. Like, stuff like that. Just don't send any more of that stuff to him. It's just really been... It's really been nasty and over the top. So
yeah, think of new mean stuff.
Yeah.
And what's the Twitter handle not to send that stuff to? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, hold on. I'll get it for you. Joking. So don't send any more stuff to standby. Let's see, S-P-S-P-I-K. Just at Spike Eskin, actually. It's just at Spike
Eskin. Don't do it.
Don't send any more stuff to at Spike Eskin.
Don't antagonize
him. The drug jokes and the AIDS jokes and all that stuff. It's just not nice. You know, it's just not nice, people. So don't send it to at Spike Eskin.
Did you see him in that Philly sweatshirt and that hat?
Yeah.
I mean, if there were ever a non-athletic guy to wear something.
Yeah, and all the nepotism references, too, about you wouldn't be in this business without your daddy. You drug addict loser. Like, that stuff is just like, it's
too much. It's over the top.
It's over the top. Just way too much.
It was Bryce Harper. We heard from Nick Castellanos earlier, said a lot of complimentary things about the Mets, but also feels that the Phillies are the better team, meaning for the season, not the series. Here's Harper, also very complimentary, what he just saw.
That's a really good team over there. They played well the series. They pitched well. Hit the crap out of the baseball. Time of hitting. Everything you want to do as a playoff team. So the Mets had a great series.
And so it is on to California, where they will play either the Padres or the Dodgers. L.A. last night getting things even at two games apiece with San Diego. 8-0 the final. Game 5 in Los Angeles on Friday night. To the Yankees we go in Kansas City. Swing game. Tied 1-1 going into Game 3 when Mr. October, the new Mr. October for the Yankees, Giancarlo Stanton, shined.
Well, here's the 3-1. To Giancarlo. Swung on, a high fly to left. Back goes Melendez on the track. He's at the wall, and she's gone! A Stantonian home run. He drove a high fly deep left into the Yankee bullpen to give the Yankees a 3-2 lead. Giancarlo, no sequel, Scopalo.
And that would be the final score. John Sterling, the call here on the Fan. 3-2.
You can sit on my face.
Fabulous.
The Yankees go up 2-1. Tommy Canley, the win in relief. Luke Weaver, the 5-out save. Now, here was Stanton on TBS talking about how he's just done so well hitting the long ball in the postseason.
The biggest moments. I mean, you got to be ready for it. You got to want it. You know, you're not always going to be successful, but you can't shy from the big moment.
And here was Juan Soto. What a night for him.
It's great. It's great to see a guy like that. You know, we all have trust in him and he swings and everything. And it's just really cool to see him coming through.
and he certainly came through. Also had an RBI double, 3 for 5 of the night, and yeah, stole a base, a straight steal of a base, taking second. Game 4 in Kansas City tonight. You've got Garrett Cole, Michael Wacha, the starters. First pitch on the Fan at 8:08 p.m. The winner of this series gets the winner of the Tigers and the Guardians series. Detroit up 2-1 as they beat Cleveland and shut them out yet again. 3-0 was the final. They will play Game 4 tonight prior to the Yankees and the Royals. That'll be at 6 p.m. later this evening. All right, we get to the football with the Jets and Aaron Rodgers. We've heard these clips all morning. The biggest one would be Rodgers addressing people that believe he had something to do with the firing of Rob Saleh.
I resent any of those accusations because they're patently false. And it's interesting the amount of power that people think that I have, which I don't.
He did admit that he spoke to Woody Johnson on Monday night. He says that Woody called to see how he was feeling. They did not discuss anything.
Biggest pile of bull crap.
Didn't discuss the coach and his future. Here was Roger saying, I had no idea what was about to happen, and that's fine.
Woody has no obligation to let me know of what his plans are. Whether or not he knew what he was doing in that moment is inconsequential. I just appreciate the call that he was checking on me. It was just like a friend call, like he would do. Hey, man, I saw that hit in the game. You doing okay? And we had a nice short 5-minute conversation, and then that was that.
Crazy. Like, imagine, he said, hey, how you doing? I saw your knee, you know, you got twisted up in there. Okay, all right, sounds good. All right, bye. Oh, wait, hold on. Hey, Aaron, Woody again. Sorry, forgot to tell you, I'm firing the coach tomorrow. I mean, what?
That audio
is so unbelievable.
Of the McAfee show. Yeah, I know. I didn't see him speak to the media yesterday. I imagine that was because they're playing Monday night. Everything got pushed. Mm-hmm. So he'll talk to the media today.
Should, yeah.
Interesting to see if they grill him on it.
Oh, they will. You know that. And you know, quite frankly, again, as I said yesterday, and I'll say it again today, this is, you know, this could all be Woody by himself, which Woody has put out there and said, this is my decision alone. I think that he is trying to save the season, knows that he has a game for first place on Monday night, and just saw the team the last 2 weeks that he was not happy with, especially offensively. And maybe they got a bill of goods with Nathaniel Hackett, but maybe Rob Saleh was like, enough already with this offense. I got to do something. I think Rob Saleh tried to do something. I believe that Woody got wind of it. And then Woody said, no, we're not firing the offense coordinator. I'm not doing that again. We're firing the coach this time. The head coach this time. Well, that's what it feels like to me.
The Jets and Jeff Ulbrich as their interim head coach take on the Bills on Monday. Sunday night, the Giants play the Bengals. Week 6 does begin tonight, though. Thursday night football, 49ers and Seahawks. That game will be played in Seattle. And the Rangers won their season opener 6-0 over the Penguins. Couple of goals for Chris Kreider, including a shorthanded goal and 29 saves for Igor Shesterkin. Devils, Maple Leafs tonight, Islanders and Utah tonight. Time now for Moment of the Day, brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas. Añejo, Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado, Mezcal, and the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly.
No!
So caller John in Babylon is blind, and so he listens to everything. He told Boomer and Gio he listens to sometimes 5 games at a time. So Gio wondered aloud, if the 5 of us talked at the same time, could he understand what we said? And it kind of went like this.
There's 5 of us in here. John said he could listen to 5 games at the same time. He's able to do that because he doesn't have sight.
So you want us to talk about sports?
No, anything. Could be anything.
Okay.
It's just John's going to listen, see if he can identify how many of these topics he can identify. So it could be absolutely anything. We're all going to talk at the same time.
We're talking to ourselves for like 30 seconds.
30 seconds. I'm going to hit the timer button up here. We're going to talk to ourselves in 30 seconds. I'll give a 3-2-1 countdown.
So we're all talking at the same time.
We're all talking at the same time.
Got it.
Ready? 3-2-1
And here's the thing.
I grew up in a middle class family. I worked at McDonald's. I love the parents.
All right, we're done. John?
Well, first of all, I've only got one device going tonight. I didn't understand one freaking thing you were saying.
I must say, someone reached out on Twitter that said all they heard was Boomer talking about middle-class families and McDonald's.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought he was joking. First thing I heard, yeah. Boomer, middle-class families family. Going to McDonald's.
By the way, what did you talk about, Jerry?
Andrew Bogus from the CBS Sports Network, because it was the last thing I saw walking in.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know what I was walking into. So, yeah.
Andrew Bogus.
Yeah, I don't know. That was it. So there you go, moment of the day.
Very good, Jerry. And by the way, someone already was not listening to us. I said, don't tweet Spike nasty stuff. And it was Jack Catalanato who said, sore loser junkie to Spike Eskin. And Spike said, excellent to see Mets fans waking up around 9:30 and their first thought after their huge win is that I'm a drug addict. So we might have had something to do with that. Just a little bit to do with that at Spike Eskin.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. You know, Barstool Sports has their watch parties in the fan cave. And I said our fellow Met fans that work for Barstool, it looked like the bar in Star Wars, and that line went everywhere, so much so that Dave Portnoy himself had retweeted it because it's an interesting group of folks that are there. Obviously, friends of ours, KFC, Frank the Tank, Jenks, all those guys are in there, and Clem, and they're all interesting characters. So it was a big one last night as they move on to the NLCS, and with us right now is great Frank Fleming, Frank the Tank from Barstool. How you feeling this morning, Frank?
Greetings, Earthlings. How's it going out there?
It's going great. The Barstool aliens who root for the Mets celebrating last night, man. I tell you, I've known you for a couple of years now. I don't think I've ever seen you happier than you were at the game for Game 3, the victory, and then watching you last night in the cave. I mean, there's this smile, there's this aura about you that I've never seen before. You just got to be so ecstatic.
I mean, this has just been the run of runs. It's incredible. My whole feeling of the organization has changed. It's just like the way the character this team has shown this year. The ability to make change on the fly. The not quitting. The heart they've shown. It's just incredible.
You know, Frank, you go from one extreme to another, like within like 15 minutes. I've seen that, but now I guess the expectations are real for the Mets because your Dolphins are completely, out of the picture right now, just waiting for Tua to come back.
The Dolphins are just, the thing about the Dolphins is you have a quarterback that's got a lot of concussions and you laugh at the notion that the offensive line should be improved. That's the Dolphin organization in a nutshell.
Why'd you do this today, Boomer? Why'd you bring up the Dolphins? Listen, Frank.
Yes, I'm just showing you just how he can flip on a dime.
He's not flipping. It's a happy morning. We don't want him to flip. We want him to stay happy with the Mets this morning and ride this wave. Now, a lot of people have gotten on me, Frank, because they said, hey, you didn't believe in this team early in the year. You're not allowed to root for them now. You were trashing them early in the year. And I say, listen, they weren't performing then. I was down on them. But now I'm allowed to root for them because they are great and we've been a fans of this team for a long time. You getting some of that same criticism like, hey, you were crushing this team for months and now you're happy about it. Did the people reach out to you and say the same thing?
Of course they do, but you realize they're only the fourth team that started 0-5 and made the playoffs. They were the third worst team in the National League on May 30th. Did you realize that even on June 2nd, they were the third worst team in the National League? They only were a couple of games ahead of the Rockies and Marlins, who both ended up losing 100 games.
Yeah.
On top of that, there was one point where I think there were 16 and a half games behind the Phillies in their own division.
Yeah. I mean, this is something you just don't see coming. And they had a great June. Things turned around. They brought up players. They made adjustments. Goodbye, Beatty. Hello, Vientos.
Yeah, Glacius McNeil.
Yeah. All right, so let me ask you this question. Now you're all in on Pete Alonso. You'd like him to stay?
I'd like him to stay. I still don't think the Mets should be smart about it. I think they will be smart about it. Don't overpay for him. But, yeah, that's basically how I feel. I think the Mets will probably do it. I think it's better chance he stays than goes, because I think the Mets are the only team that's really going to go give a big contract other than Seattle. And Pete takes the money in Seattle, his career's going to go wither and die out there.
Yeah, we'll see. I think there's still a lot of this story to be written of what's going to happen in the future, and David Stern seems like a ruthless guy. So we'll see, but we're just going to ride it now. He's in that Met uniform. He's going to be on the team in the NLCS. Do you have a preference on who the Mets play, the Padres or the Dodgers?
No preference.
Yeah.
I'm always of the opinion, be careful who you ask for. You might get them.
Yeah, for sure. So you have any plans for the NLCS? Are you going to go back to another game? Are you going to fly out to California? What's on Fleming docket?
I'm going to try that. Hopefully, Dave will let me go to one game at least.
Okay.
I know he wants me to stream, so I know that's good. But I think it's also good for me to get to a game and interact with the fans.
Yeah.
And the footage we get from the games is pretty good, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody wanting a picture. I saw that one video.
It's not going to be a war stream this time around. There are no Dodger and Padre fans hanging around that office.
Right, exactly. And things got intense with the Phillies. So, yeah, Frank, listen, man, enjoy it. Bask in it. Sunday night, you got a couple of days to really reflect on all of this, and then we'll get going with another one of these crazy series.
Home opener, Prudential Center.
Yeah. Actually, your Devils look pretty good.
And they're not completely healthy yet. No Luke Hughes, no Pesce. So they're not fully healthy yet. But the one thing I liked already is that they showed more physicality in those first two games than about any game last year.
I would say this, that they will be by far the most improved team in the NHL this year.
I just think last year was just a little pothole in the road. This is a team. This is closer to who they were 2 years ago, and I think the Mets. It's going to be 1-2 Rangers Devils in the Metro this year, and I see a second round playoff matchup coming up.
Oh man, from your level, oh boy, I hope that happens. And I will not be going to a game with you. I can tell you that.
All right, Frank, take care, man. Enjoy it. Soak it up.
Boy. This has been one hell of a run.
And it's not over yet, which is the best thing.
Not over yet, by any stretch.
Thanks, Frank. That's Frank Fleming of Barstool Sports, Frank the Tank. I mean, and there's a picture of KFC in the Grimace costume sitting next to Frank. I mean, Frank is the personification of a Mets fan. Like, he is like the mascot for them. The anger, but the happiness, seeing the joy on his face after being rock bottom. I mean, he really is. He represents a bunch of us. And seeing that smile when he was at the game and saw them win a postseason game was just like, it was great.
He takes it seriously, man. It's his life and it's what he loves the most. And, you know, it's great when you see a friend of yours happy. That's for sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.